up? CJSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Young Artist Bedroom. What up?
Something I can't wrap my head around yet, but it feels so real to me. If I keep writing the same songs over and over again, will they one day connect? I don't know, but I'll keep trying. I guess I'm still in the same place I was last year. Even when everything changes, the last thing that changes me. Told myself to grow up, but I didn't, and I don't care. But I still find it harder and harder to fall asleep. Took a walk through our neighborhood in the springtime. It was beautiful. Feeling swallowed by all of the problems that I couldn't see. And there's something to hate about all of this business as usual. Till it's starting to seem that there's something to hate about.
Cause I can't quit you. I'm drowning in every thought, with a hint of whiskey at the bottom, but I forgot that the shit can't fix me. I've been standing outside for too long, even though you only live a block away. I can hear the bar playing our song. Maybe I should stay. Silhouettes across the room. Of another love, kind of nice to be set free. I've been standing outside for too long, even though you only live a block away. I can hear the bar playing our song. Now it's getting late. Silhouettes across the room.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. That's why Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, 365 days a year, across Canada. So you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a trained volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor, whatever works best for you. You can also connect with Kids Help Phone through trained interpreters in over 100 languages, and it's always free. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info and give your feelings a place to go.
Hey, you're tuned in at 90.1 FM, CJSF from Burnaby, and you're listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. I'm Vincent, and I'm alone today. So we're going to just listen to some music together. Anyways, next up is Daisy Fields by Neil Smith.
Running through the daisy field. With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Hey, you're tuned in to 90.1 FM CJSF from Burnaby, listening to the Young Artist Bedroom. And I'm Vincent, and I'm alone today, so I'm going to tell you about myself. So I'm here as part of a work experience program for a music program taking at another school. I'm really grateful to be here. This is a great radio station. And my music journey started back in grade one when we would listen to classical music. I just had an affinity for it. So I decided to play the piano. My parents gave me lessons, which I'm really grateful for. And I played that for a few years. And then in school, a few years later after that, we started to learn guitar in class. And it was neat, but it wasn't something that really stood out to me. And I actually got a guitar, I think around my grade 6 year. And I told my parents I was going to play it. They said, "Oh, are you sure you're going to play this every day?" And I'm like, "Yep." And then that guitar was played once and then started collecting dust. But then during COVID, I listened to a bunch of music. And then I started listening to some artists I didn't listen to before, like Blink-182, My Chemical Romance. And I got really into this pop punk style of music. So then I decided to pick up the guitar again and start learning. And I had this this practice amp from a music school I got for free. It's not a very good amp, but it got me by. Then I played on my dad's old Squire Bullet Strat. And I would just jam in my room along to some music, you know, for hours at a time. And at the beginning, I wasn't very good. You know, I remember Say It Ain't So by Weezer. It had bar chords, so I'd really struggle with that. I couldn't play it. So then I ended up just playing easier songs. And some songs I couldn't play in standard tuning because instead of an E chord, it used an E flat, and then I'd have to use a bar chord for that, and that was too hard for me. So I sort of, it's kind of like making your way up a mountain. You don't go straight up. You kind of wind around. I played songs that were progressively harder. And then over time, I developed skills. So those songs, like Say It Ain't So, are easy now. But that's how I got my start. I was playing just in my bedroom, jamming for the fun of it. And over time, I built those skills. Then comes high school. I decided to join the jazz band. Well, I wanted to join in grade 11, but then I told a friend about that in grade 10 and found out they didn't have a guitarist. So I went in, and initially I thought it was going to be super easy. I thought jazz was just a bunch of simple chords. It was going to be something easy, but that really humbled me. But it was a great experience because it pushed me to be a better musician, but also it pushed me to meet people. So one thing, in grade 8, I was telling to my friend, I was trying to recruit all my friends into a band. I wanted to make a band. And one of them actually started playing bass. So me and him, we always had the intention to start a band, but we needed a drummer. And we never had a drummer. No one else wanted to play drums. It's a hard instrument as well. But when I joined the jazz band, I quickly found out that the drummer there had the same music interest as me. So then us three, we made a band together. And that would have not happened if I didn't take that step to join jazz band. So I'm really glad I did that. And now that I'm in that band, I meet new people when we play gigs. You know, we've played gigs outside of our school, which is really awesome. We get to meet lots of people that we wouldn't have met otherwise. And that all comes from this step of, oh, from that first step of joining jazz band. So a lot of musicians, I think, are too nervous to take that first step. They really want to stay in their comfort zone, but if you want to take your music journey to the next level, you have to be willing to work with other people and put yourself out there. Most people are probably not going to be in your next band, but if you join jazz bands, you meet a lot of people. There's going to be some people that really stick with you, and they're going to stick around for a long time. That guy that became the drummer of our band, I'm friends with him now, a lot closer. When I first met him, I didn't know him. Now we're close friends. We play shows together all the time. We know each other really well. And then from that point on, I joined the music program that I'm in today that brought me to this radio station. And at that music program, I met a lot of people that are really great and I love working with. And I'll probably continue to work with them in the future. So I'm really glad I took that first step. And I'm really excited to see where the future will take me. So to any young musicians out there, my biggest piece of advice I can give you is to go out and experience music in the real world. By that I mean, join bands, join clubs revolving around music. Because I was gaining skills by being a bedroom guitarist, playing by myself, but I was staying within the same dimensions. Going out and playing with jazz band, playing with my band now, it's opened up new dimensions for me in music, which I'm really grateful for, and I hope more people will learn to take that step. Anyways, next is Sunbathe by Mall.
Thank you. can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.